Follow your favorite football team with the Houston Texans mobile app.
J.J. Watt and the Houston Texans got back to work on Wednesday at Reliance Stadium. They did so with Wade Phillips in charge. He's the acting head coach now that Gary Kubiak is home recuperating from a TIA. They all say there's a challenge ahead of them, but they're ready to face it, ready to face it against the Arizona Cardinals.
It was a little different. Obviously, he's kind of been our guy on the offensive side. Somebody we're always kind of looking at. You guys know where he stands there, or in practice. So center field, as we call it, was a little bare. But our coaches do a great job, and I think they've got a great plan for us. I'm really excited about our plan, and I think it's going to be a good week of preparation, and I think everybody's going to step up. I think that's kind of what happens. It's just like any job in this whole organization. Somebody's there, it's kind of the next guy up, and we're gonna do our best, and everybody's gonna make up a little bit for him.
He's thinking about football. I mean, even as much as I'm sure the doctors tell him not to, and as sure as his family tells him not to, he's thinking about it. And I've been able to text back and forth with him a couple times, and he wants to be here. I mean, that's just the type of guy that he is, and he would get out of that bed as soon as he could to get over here. But we just want him to rest. We want him to get healthy and take as much time as he needs. I mean, obviously, Wade's going to have a little bit more to do. So we definitely need leadership on the defensive side of the ball to help make up for that. And we have good defensive coaches who know what we're doing. And I don't see much changing. I think that we just need to go out there and we need to play good football. I mean, I think in a situation like this and one thing that I sure as heck know would put a smile on Coop's face is a win. And so that would put a smile on a lot of people's faces right now. And so that's what we're looking to do.
What makes Larry Fitzgerald so tough to defend for a guy like you, for a guy like Kareem, for anybody?
Just because he trains himself to be in situations in tough games, He trains himself to be able to go all day. He goes up and make the tough catches. He runs good route. He blocks. He does everything the right way. He's an ultimate pro in everything that he does. And, he's a great guy to represent the NFL. He's been representing the top of the wide receiver class for the last 7, 8, 9, 10 years, however long he's been in the league. And, he's a future Hall of Famer, if you look at the numbers he's put up. So it speaks volumes about what he can do as a player. And it's a challenge for us, but it's one of those challenges that we embrace also.
We worry about our head coach, hoping that, he can get healthy and get back here as soon as possible. But, as far as football, like I said before, it's football. We have a routine. We've been doing it for a while, and we're going to stick to it. Just make sure, guys stay together and out there, doing the things that they normally do, as far as standard routine and stuff like that. Because, especially at a time like this with, your record being what it is and then the head coach going down, guys can lose focus, the task at hand. But I don't get that around here. Like I said, today guys came to practice, they came and worked. He didn't have any nonsense or anything going on. Guys took it just as serious as if Cool was here. So, like I said, it's different. Yeah, it's different because he's not here. And we're not used to that. But, like I said, the guys are not, taking any slack. I mean, guys are out here busting their butts to try to go out and get a win on Sunday.